We're in session at 7 o'clock. Okay. Short minutes. No big.
I make a motion we approve the minutes and the payables and the payroll.
Daniel.
Unanimous. An open forum. Anybody have anything they would like to say, Dwayne or you, sir?
Any long-term plan for helping out the garage guys, getting some help in there?
Helping the garage guy.
Part-timers or something for plan. Kind of looks like we dodged a bullet with these guys both being out ill. Is there a plan going forward to help
Well,
work
we
with
had a
them?
plan when this all happened. Myself and Paul Woodruff stepped up to the plate, as did John Bates' son. So we were in pretty good shape.
I'm talking about for the long term.
What do you mean,
Like a
putting
sub?
two or three guys on payroll in case we happen to need them?
Subs, yeah. Somebody, a plan, yeah.
A, it's very hard to find somebody that has the necessary skills. Driving a 10-wheeler weighing close to 100,000 pounds with a 11-foot plow and a 10-foot wing is a little different than jumping in a 10-wheeler and going down the road to deliver a load of sand
Not
to somebody's
impossible.
house.
Not impossible.
Look,
Find it.
well, I didn't say it was impossible. I said it's much different. And to be real honest with you, having done the job years ago, and then I helped out this time, but get up on some of them back roads. It's a little thrilling. It's not quite like driving down I-87 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It can be the truck doesn't always go where you want it to go.
Understood that. I'm saying there are people out there who can do the job.
No, I understand that. Hiring people is very tough. People don't want to work these days. You go every place you go, whether it be a restaurant or wherever. They got signs up, help wanted. We don't have the wherewithal to just hire somebody and have them sit in the corner till, we need them.
But we've talked about maybe advertising for a sub in the event somebody gets sick or hurt
We
again,
have
just
talked
have that.
about this, but this, I mean, it's just a, it's not like this is a normal occurrence. I mean, Doug was scheduled to go in and have his hip replaced in September, October, when we got over the summer construction season. However, the hospital pushed him off until December. And then 3 weeks later, I got a phone call at 11:30 at night from Dave Ricard's wife that he was in intensive care in Glens Falls Hospital having a heart attack. I mean, it's not really, I mean, people get sick, people take vacations, but you don't have two disasters usually happen the same time. And we recovered fine. There hasn't been any issues. I don't believe anybody has lodged a complaint other than I had a complaint on a mailbox that somebody clipped the other day, but that happens two, three times a winner every year. So I don't really think that was a result of having guys out sick or guys with issues.
Yeah, I'm just asking if there's going to be a plan going forward.
We have talked about it, and yes, there probably will be. But to be quite honest with you, we haven't had a decent snowstorm this winter, but it snows every damn day. John Bates worked 21 days in a row. I mean, for nothing. I mean, an inch, a half an inch, a scud, just ridiculous. Yeah, we've thought about it. We've talked about it. Don't have anybody right on the, this is just an extremely busy. I realize you're not familiar with the select board and what goes on, but leading up to town meeting is probably the busiest time of the year for us between the town report, which has all this stuff is mandated when it has to be done, printed, in the mail, and so forth. So between this happening and, I mean, I'm only one guy and I work for a living. So, we had a hard time, getting squared away and keeping up with what had to be done, what Tammy had to do with the budget, what Laurel had to do with the printing of the town report or writing of the town report, and so forth. It's just been a, I mean, it couldn't happen at a worse time. I mean, if threw a dart at the wall, you'd been a better time of the year for something like this to happen. And like I say, it's not a normal occurrence to have two-thirds of your workforce have issues. I can't control Dartmouth Hitchcock Hospital. They just kept telling Doug, "We can't do it. You're gonna." It kind of is what it is. I mean, I've been in emergency services for 55 years. You can't pick when you're going to need an ambulance, or you can't pick when somebody's house is going to burn down. Happens.
What about the cost involved? Would it hire somebody else, or would we be in a position to hire somebody else?
We have
There is
what?
no cost if there's a substitute.
Well, I say if you have to hire them, that.
There would just be a sub if we need somebody, if somebody's out sick. I mean, the only thing would be, we'll be paying probably vacation or sick time to our worker who's out, and then a sub. But if it's needed, the sub would only be called in if it's needed.
I
So.
mean, normally the guys know that from December to March, they don't take time off. And I mean, it just comes with the job. They're aware of this. I mean, it's just like if you mow grass for a living, you don't take 2 months off in August and July to go on vacation. You wait till October, whatever. So that's kind of where we stand. We are looking into it, but it's not an easy, somebody that's a good guy is going to be working full time for somebody else or have his own business.
Well, we might be able to pick up a retiree, though. They still carry their
There
sick
are
bills.
people around that have done the job and are retired and so forth.
I guess I misunderstood. I thought you said we're hiring somebody for part time.
I think he did in the beginning, but then we talked about subs.
Okay.
So the plan is for it going forward is to look for subs.
Yes, once we get through this next couple of weeks and get this town report put to bed and so forth, we will be focused on some of those kinds of things. But like I say, it's been, I mean, you had Christmas, you had New Year's, you had two guys out.
We did discuss
I mean,
part time
I
events.
plowed several times or sanded whatever, and I didn't. When I'm doing that, I'm not here doing what I need to do here. I'm not home on the computer doing what I need to do here.
I guess I'm going to ask a follow-up question. The Doug and Don,
Dave?
Dave, okay, how old are they?
Well, that's what I was going to say. When they give our, they're going to give us some notice when they decide to retire. At that point, we might bring on some part time to just transition, correct, to trade and all that before they do retire,
To answer
correct.
your question, Doug is in his 50s. John and Dave are in their 60s. I
So.
can't tell you exactly. I think Doug is 54, maybe, or something.
I'm not sure. Doug, Dave
55.
is 60. I think he turned 65 and
Who?
they
days, yeah.
And John is 65.
Hey, they're both about the same age, yeah. And then Doug is probably 8-10 years younger.
Yeah.
I guess my meaning behind that we dodged the bullet is that if this were another 2 or 3 years in, and they were still focused 2/3, we're looking at it's going to happen more and more. And, you know, I'm understanding.
Hopefully not, but.
I'm just saying that they're not going to get any younger than that.
No, I'm well aware of this. I've had employees I was born in a family business. All the way through life, I've had employees.
So, you know, as long as we've got a plan going forward for subs and then looking at part-time or temps or whatever to ease into the transition, there's going to have to be one at some point.
I understand that. Anybody else?
Yes. We had our planning committee meeting last night, and we had a volunteer. Submitted a letter of intent of their interest. So I have copies of that. So we voted approval for Pete V. Linfield. I do know all these.
Yeah, I know him.
So we're looking for that the joint committee approved it. So we're looking for approval from the select board.
He lives up by you, right? Yeah. He's just beyond.
Yeah, just beyond. It was nice that he can actually see the park from his house, where his house blocks mine, so I can't see it.
Oh, so he's on that side.
Yeah, on the north side of me.
And I believe the only drawback to this, it's not a drawback in this case, to serve on anything in the town. I mean, as far as select board, town clerk, you have to be a resident. I believe committees, commissions, and so forth, he is a resident.
Yeah.
I know he said travels back and forth.
He did. But
you can have at least one person on the board that isn't. Yeah. For instance, Tracy Roop lives in Poland. She's been on several boards here in town.
Yeah. He
permanently moved here 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, he's good.
Does he have any skills that will be good for you guys, building or anything like that?
He, an extra set of hands that we have. He's born well to help with the other projects and stuff that we have.
Good.
Is this the planning commission? Did you
No.
He's just doing.
Okay.
That will leave us with a full
board right now.
Full board pending Frank Callahan.
Correct.
Okay.
Is Frank back?
He's not going well.
Yeah. I don't think he's coming back. I've heard the ambulance has been up there. My pager's gone off for the ambulance a couple times to his house. He's fallen or whatever. I think he's at the point he's well in his 80s.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Wish him well.
Then the other thing that I have is we come up with kind of a short version of what the park rules are. And this is just going to be on a sign that's probably this big. Then we put for other signs in that we want to take and attach it to that. This is kind of the only thing we're going to add on to it was to pick up after your dog. Main thing we see a lot of times, dogs, they let the dogs loose, and they defecate on the property, and kids playing, and they end up stepping in the dog. No, so that's the one thing that we're going to add on to that that isn't on that sheet now. Just got to...
Can you have the geese pick up after themselves, too?
Hmm?
Can you have the geese pick up after themselves, too?
You want to hear an interesting story? About 3 years ago, I got a call. This guy was screaming at me about the dogs and the dog poop everywhere. And I said, it's not dogs. Well, and he told me how dumb and stupid I was. I said, well, that very well could be, but it's still not dog poop. I said, it's goose shit, plain English. He says, it can't be. I said, well, it can't be, but it is. I said, apparently you never heard the expression, they shit through a goose. Finally, he did believe me that it was geese. Yeah. We haven't had that problem much.
Yeah, that's amazing. Some, but not bad. But...
Yeah, no, I mean, this year, it was everybody. It was geese all over the place. No, this looks good.
I just wanted the website down below, wellsmont.com/, and then I would, wherever we have you guys, because that's where they would go for the rules. Is it Delaney Woods?
That was an explorer. I thought that's where Gray said that. Look, I mean, we have, you know, all the other rules that have to be on the regular side. This is just going to be kind of a
Yeah, when I type in it, it doesn't do anything with Explorer, but I would almost go because it goes to Town Services and then Delaney Woods, and that brings it right to your rules and stuff. Okay. So you might want to have her look at that and update. Sure. Yeah. That way it's clear for them. And it's also, that's where the form is if they want to rent it and stuff too.
So I would go up to see Donnie Miller and have him make a couple of them signs.
Did he make up the other one yet?
Yes.
Well, he has.
Okay. Yeah, I got those. It has for the walking path that we're going to put up.
Yeah. No, but I mean the big one.
Yeah, that's all about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I knew he was doing it, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that's all.
I know I had messaged you about you guys are to do the borders for the signs. I mean, I know we talked about it back in the spring and everybody's just been so busy that I know you guys have money, but it might be best to just hire somebody to do it so it gets done and gets in there.
Hard to hire somebody. Get in.
I just know it's been sitting there for a while before it gets damaged.
Time, everybody's going to be available. Now we've got Pete here, so
okay,
we have an extra hand, so I don't think that's going to be a big issue.
Okay. Thank you.
I think probably we ought to entertain a motion to get Pete on the board or on the committee.
Yeah.
We can entertain a motion.
Yeah. Point Pete.
The Olympio.
The O'Neill.
The Olympio.
Olympio to the Delaney Committee.
That's why I had you do it. I second.
Okay. Want to spell it on that, Terry?
Please.
You know it here.
No.
All right. Sign looks good.
Thank you.
Anything else, Brent?
That's it for me.
Okay. Nobody else has anything or open forum? We'll go into
the correspondence.
No.
Nora just sent a new one to the printer. We just get off the printer with the new appropriation.
So it's got the.
I sent her a copy of the letter and stuff, so she added it and sent it to the printer.
Get it.
All right. Well, anyways, we'll move on to the second item, which is certifying the highway mileage. Highway mileage is unchanged, but we need. Fill out the bottom, so we all have to sign it. Then it has to go to the clerk, which I guess probably Sherry could sign it to the assistant clerk. And then we
I
have
to think so.
Then we have to get it back to Brian. Brian Sanderson. Otherwise, we don't stand in line to get any grants or anything until we submit to what it is, and that's what's. For you guys that don't know, we have four kinds of roads, three of which concern us, class one, class two, class three, and state highway. We have no say in the state highway as of yet. We did, about a year or so ago, we established a village center, which gives us a little more say. If you notice when you go through a Vermont town, It'll say throughway ends here. And when you get to the other side of, like, for instance, Poli, you get to the bridge coming in on Route 30. It says throughway ends here. And you get to the, up by the old dress factory where the Poli pool guy used to be, it'll say throughway begins here. Well, Main Street and Route 30 are taken care of by Poli. What that, if we were to do that here, that would give you a little more grant money. You would have a lot of say over a school district or signage in the downtown area, the village area. That's one of the reasons we work with the village center designation. It's quite a chore. But this is our road mileage, and that's what they base your Class 2 road grant on, is how many miles of road you have. Obviously, we only have, I don't know, 42 or something, 41.7. So we get less than perhaps Poli would get, or Rutland, town of Rutland or something like that, that might have 100 miles of roads. But that's what we're doing here. So we are selectmen. You have a new warning, correct?
Yeah, I've asked her if she can put it somehow on two pages, though, because it runs onto a third, her signature's on third page. So we'll see if she comes with that.
I think she condense.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. Bottom
part of it. It should only be one line, right?
But it is, but that is what it is.
Or put it on the bottom of it.
Well, for the, yeah, I just asked her if she can condense it for the one we have to sign.
Put 19 over here, push them off or whatever.
I don't know how the margins are on that.
Is she going to get back to us on that? Okay, let's set that aside for.
We can't technically sign it until
right.
Thursday, so.
I don't think there's any other new correspondence. I do have the, that's the specs if we do and go with another new truck or order another truck.
I see there's a, I don't know if you noticed it or Paul saw it, but there's a meet and greet in West Rutland, I think Thursday, for selectmen if they want to just meet area ones.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, this one here.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, there was another one, too, another flyer in there for it.
An email.
Right there, that one. Yeah, an email, too.
Yeah, I might attend that. I have to work. I get out of work at 5 o'clock, so I can go. I can be there, but.
I haven't had a chance to look, but isn't there something new this year that, is it selectmen or select chairs that have to attend this mandatory meeting now for, is it part of the ethics thing or the rules or something?
There's a open meeting law.
That, yes, yeah, sorry.
That's,
is that everybody or is it just the chair?
Don't know. Anybody that wants to watch it can be citizens, can be.
Well, I know, but there was something that's a mandatory, so that's why I wasn't sure.
We have to have an ethics liaison.
Right, we have to vote on that.
Which, again, that's another wonderful deal from the state. I don't ever remember in my tenure on the select board having any ethics issues, but apparently they must think we're going to. You have to have a liaison. It technically, if you have employees, it has to be an employee So that eliminates select board or whatever. Nora said she would do it. Probably won't do anything, but I mean, there's.
She has to attend a meeting, an online meeting.
But she has to meet it, yeah, the opening meeting. But I mean, as far as, I just can't believe people are going to run in here with ethics issues every day of the week. I haven't seen anybody do it 20 years, so I don't think it's going to start tomorrow. But like he told me, didn't really expect to have two guys get sick at the same time. So I guess this stuff happens. But anyways, yes, we have to.
So you need me to make a motion to appoint Nora Sargent as our ethics committee liaison.
Well, I got to find the paperwork for that. Yes, we can do that. That's not an issue.
Do you want me to respond to them with who our person is? Or?
I believe you have to send a form. You have to scan a form. And
no, you want me to take care of that? Or?
No.
Okay.
Is she getting back to us, or what's she doing?
She says she's good with it and all that. So once we
I talked to her about that.
Oh, on the other.
Yes.
See.
No,
I wasn't on.
Talked to her quite a while ago about
she
that.
Hasn't responded to that yet. So.
Okay.
But I mean, it's all her. I mean, that is the warning. It's just a matter of the formatting. That's all.
Right.
How did you say? What is the title?
It's a liaison to the state ethics board. What it is somebody that thinks that our ethics are not proper. They go to the state. There is an ethics committee up there. And she would be the liaison. They would call down here and say, so-and-so hollered at me or whatever.
Ethics liaison. To serve as a point of contact for communications with the state ethics
commission. And I give you all the stuff. I just don't have it right here.
That's okay. I just didn't know what that was.
Anyways, there's the specs on the new truck, but they're wrong.
Did you second that?
I read that was an international engine. Is that something?
That's the part that's wrong.
Correct.
I met with him last week here, and I went through it, and I had a couple other questions, which the stuff I asked about, one was a heated windshield, and I couldn't find where it said it had a heated windshield, or other two do, or other three do. Because the problem, if you don't have a heated windshield, I don't know if you ever plowed snow, but you get snow, comes up, lands on the windshield, you got the defroster cranked up, so you're 142 in the cab and the windshield still got ice on it, but the heated windshield, you can keep your temperature, your cab temperature at a normal livable heat range and the window stays clear. That was on here. And then, yeah, the wrong motor is in the truck.
Did you get the new truck yet, Don?
The new truck is in Williston. It should be roughly 3 weeks out. They've got to put the box on. They're doing the plumbing on it now and stuff. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I remember you said it would be probably January before we really get it.
Yeah. Got up there. We got it up there, and as I can be, I was a pain in the neck at a salesman. I'd call him about once a week and asking him when we could get the truck in and when we could get the truck in, and squeaky wheel gets the grease. So we got it up. He said, get it up here in the next couple of days. And we did. And they put it right inside and they're working on it. So, because their bearings work and they don't have any help. Guy was telling me they normally have six fabricators, they have two. So hopefully, week after next, should be here. We should be able to get it. The other thing that I want to talk about on this truck while we're on the truck thing is I think for two reasons, I think we ought to go with an automatic. Number one, probably 80% of the guys driving trucks these days are driving automatics because they can't drive a standard. Most tractor trailers now are all automatics. Most dump trucks are all, new dump trucks are all automatics. And driving John's truck, which is an automatic.
John's truck is automatic?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
The fire truck, the newest fire truck they got over there is an automatic, but it's an older generation automatic, and it's horrendous. It doesn't do what you want it to do when you want it to do it. These new ones are slicker than a whistle. Like, for instance, sanding, you lock it second gear because you got to keep your RPMs up to keep your hydraulics so you can spin your sand and move your sand to the spinner. And lock it second gear, and you go along at 20 miles an hour sanding, slicker than a whistle. It's just downhill. You know, you let up on the gas, even if, well, they all got engine brakes, but engine brake takes over. It's pretty nice. And I think we definitely should go an automatic.
So is Doug's not, is a standard that we
have? What's that?
Doug's was a standard we ordered.
The new truck, yeah. Well, the new truck, yeah, which would be Dave's as a standard. Yeah.
I thought it was Doug's.
Or Doug's, I mean, yeah, but I think Dave will get the new truck and Doug will get the...
That's probably the way it will work out.
I would say that if I was gambling on the pecking order, that Dave will be driving the new truck and Doug will be driving the second newest truck, but I could be wrong, but maybe. Yeah, it's just, everything we have now is standard except for the one ton and the John's six-wheeler.
Yeah, going forward, it probably would be better to go with automatic.
I mean... If we don't have any disasters and those guys work another 4 or 5 years, there'll be even less people that can drive a standard.
Right.
Is there pros and cons to them? I mean,
Dave doesn't, a lot of people don't like standards. A lot of people don't like automatics. Dave doesn't like automatics.
But like you said, you know, I don't anticipate them being here forever and for the future.
That's the referred to as the millennial. Car theft device is a standard transmission. You can leave your car sitting there with the keys in it. Nobody can take it. Sit on how to drive it. But that would be the two things that I think we ought to get into. Was getting it was supposed to be a Cummins, and it's whether it's a typo or whatever, you put an international in it. Rest of it is boilerplate, and 99.9% of it is the same as the other two that we have, as far as rear end springs, rear end ratios, brakes, da 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 da. So now, what are your thoughts on what we ought to do? We can't obviously sign this yet because it's not the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on
I have an emergency meeting at a certain time on Thursday just to approve the final warning in the budget.
Yeah, it has to be after 5 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's the wishing hour. Mm-hmm. And then 5. Yeah. And then people are 26th or 27th, 25th or something.
27th.
The deadline on the book, though, is the 23rd to the printers.
Well, we should be all right.
She has to have it the 23rd, or it's not. It's right. It's
the, yeah, the people don't concern the book, or the book doesn't have any issue with the people.
Right. So Thursday, everything should be voted on, so approved, and final.
If we approve everything and sign it on Thursday, you should.
Okay.
That's what the 17th?
Yep.
Okay.
So, is 5 o'clock good for you guys on Thursday?
No.
Okay, what time's good for you?
It's got to be drive time from quarter after or something like that. It's fine.
Quarter after 5?
Yes.
The Shabbat? Okay. Quarter after 5?
5.
Okay.
Oh. No, I got 5. I'm going to be a bingo.
Are you... You working for Rachel? Oh. Well, we can have it at the Woodman.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really.
What the hell time do you start?
We can call you. We'll call you, and you can just be on the phone. All you have to do is say yes, you agree. I mean, we're just doing the. Oh. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Okay. We'll figure it out afterwards at time.
Yeah, I'll be here right after 5, yeah. But.
Yeah.
Well, I think your official tool can get signed anyway.
Yeah, well, we got to get your signature for the book, so we'll get it.
Well, you leave it out, I'll come in Friday morning, plan.
Yep. Okay.
I've succeeded in losing my identity somewhere. No, that's all. I have
okay.
One on there and a couple of things too. All right, well, we did the truck even, or let it sink, but that's normal. Correspondence done. We now have the select board report. The town report, have you got anything of any other consequence, Laurel, that you want to bring up on the report?
I got to have a few days to finish it up, so that it's, that if I have everything by Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. I'll update that tonight and get to you tonight. So I'm not going to swear on my life, but I had thought I'd swear on my life today, but I will get it to you.
All right. Did we make a motion to appoint?
Yes.
Nora's liaison to the ethics committee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, John is, I think we owe John a debt of gratitude.
Yes. Yes.
That's for sure. He stepped up to the plate, carried the ball.
Absolutely.
His boy was a big help. He works for the town of Pulteney, so that worked kind of slick for us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Pulteney's. I believe they have a select board meeting Monday. I think they meet on Mondays, and they're opposite us. We have a meeting, and then they have a meeting. And I'm going to go to their meeting and just give them my thanks because they stepped up to the plate. They did, which they didn't have to do, but they did over the hill from Route 31 to Bullfrog. They did the north end of Bullfrog. They did up the north end of the lake, which we all normally do all at, even though it's Pulteney. They also, one of their other trucks did went up Sawmill around the loop and down through, did that area. So that shortened our routes up. And like I say, a couple of days where they didn't need John's boy, they sent him. He came over here and worked with John for us, so
yes,
they and I think we've always had great relationships with the surrounding towns up until a few years ago when we stepped on Paulette's toes. We didn't, but the board at the time did, and I definitely think I'd like to go in person rather than just saying hey, thanks. And it may turn around their boom mower got something happened to it. Somebody was taking it for service and they're in deep doo-doo, so they might be looking for somebody to mow some of their roadside. So it may come back to haunt us, so to speak, but one hand washes the other, you know.
Also, big thanks to you and Paul for stepping up and doing all this work you guys are doing.
I like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I did that for 19 years when I was a 911 operator. I was up 6 to 6, p.m. to a.m. No, it all worked out, and that was a good thing. I don't believe there was any real complaints. I never got any complaints, and John didn't. You guys didn't, but I know of.
No.
Carrie didn't, so.
I got one.
And that
was just no fun because of the mud. What are you gonna do?
We can't help the mud.
We can't.
I was after 6 inches of the rain. That was part of the snow.
And yeah. Lady doesn't even live here, so
yeah,
that was the best part.
Anyways, I don't have anything else of any consequence unless somebody else has. You do.
We
always do.
Well, we discussed possibly getting somebody in here a few hours a week or every so often to help out with some things.
What's that?
We discussed somebody coming in to help a little bit with some of our stuff, maybe a day a week. Are we going to move forward with that? Or?
I spent an hour or two talking to her today. She's quite willing.
Okay.
I didn't really get into every detail, but I told her what the mandates that the state has put upon us as far as surveys, paperwork, the grant work, and her being a lawyer is a bonus. And she seemed quite willing, and she wanted to know, did it have to be done at the town hall? And I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
She can do it. Obviously, she's hooked up with computer and all that stuff, and she can do it at home, do it wherever.
Right. Well, I think it'd probably be a good thing to do up some type of job description or like task that we're wanting her to possibly do, just so we have something in writing.
I think the biggest problem with that is I'm not sure we know exactly.
No, but I don't mean every single, but a kind of like, not limited to, but these are the things we're kind of thinking of so that we're all on the same page.
The other thing I was going to do was talk to Paulette and talk to Mike Beecher.
Mm-hmm.
They've had two or three of these people over the years. Jonas Rosenthal was mm-hmm. one until he passed.
Mm-hmm.
They have another one down there now that I was talking to him. They had to go to his son-in-law's garage Saturday with some parts and pieces, and I talked to him for a while there and about what they use them for and how it works out. And they have a 5-man board, and they're happier than a clam with the way it's worked out.
Yep.
Of course, they have some more stuff that we don't have between a sewer department and zoning and this and that and the other thing. But I think it's probably a step in the right direction because it is.
I think we just should put it down, what the position, entails for the most part and how many hours a week and all that. So it's then we can do a formal hiring.
I told her, I said, it's not going to be anywhere near full time. It'd probably be a day a week, 2 days a week, maybe.
Right. Cause we have to make sure she doesn't hit that mark for benefits.
Time of the year, it might be obviously more than another.
Mm-hmm.
I think with this project we've got coming up on East Wells Road, especially seeing as her expertise is in environmental law, she'd be a valuable asset to that.
I think so.
Which, as we speak right now, we're all almost all good to go as far as going to bid.
So you submitted the paperwork that we had to fill out for ourselves?
I have the permit there. I started it. I haven't finished it yet. It's quite entailed.
Okay.
I talked to Jason Cadet, the engineer that did the actual slide studies and so forth. He called me the other day, and he will be getting back involved once construction begins. The ball will pass back to him, and he'll be there as we're moving forward with that. I also talked to, can't think of his name off the top, I had the guy from Kesserling, and he's all good to go. He has all his ducks in a row, and it's once we want to, so we will be able to bid before spring.
So, just because I'm a female here, so you're finishing up the paperwork. We have that in before we can go out to bid. Is that
all? The engineering has been done. All the DEC, mm-hmm. the fish cops, all the other people from the state are all satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
But
we have to
the only thing we have to do is we have to give a flood regulation permit from ourselves
right.
to ourselves.
So that has
I can't
to be
understand
submitted.
The logic of that, but this is the state of Vermont. Right. There's not a lot of logic floating around Montpelier, all I can gather.
So we submit it to ourselves and we approve it, or they approve it, or how's that work?
We submit it, we approve it, then it goes to the state, and the state says aye, yes or no.
And once they say yes or no, that's when we put out, we can go to forward with
putting it. Then we get the final blueprints and go to bid.
And do they have specifications of the wording we should do when we put it out to bid that they provide to us?
They will take it to bid.
So they do it for us. Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
Yeah. Once we get that last form done,
okay,
we're basically done till we sign a contract.
Okay.
Which, as long as everybody's sitting down, you're looking in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $500,000, mm-hmm. as best I can get an estimate.
I think that's pretty accurate.
It's what I've said all along. I know Nora looked at me like I had two heads the first time I told her that, but. You know, you're going to have some real equipment there, and they're going to be there for a while.
Well, I assume have to shut the road down?
Don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe one
or night. Maybe for a short period of time. Obviously, we're going to have to repave once they get done, but I don't think we're going to have to shut it down.
It'll just be one lane,
yeah,
possibly.
It sounded like they were going to dig up one lane. Now it's... About it.
Yeah, and a lot of the digging they can get, fortunately, they can get to the bottom of the hill or the bottom of the river, the bottom of the bank, and dig. They can do what they're doing is, and I'm not an expert on this, but I spent a lot of time up there with an engineer. They're going to basically dig a shoe. They're going to dig a deep, wide hole at the bottom of the road.
Mm-hmm.
They will fill that with huge boulders, huge rock, shot rock, not boulders per se, not smooth boulders, but
mm-hmm.
shot rock, which is squarish, triangular, pointed rocks. Then they will go up, basically tile up the bank with big rocks, not as big as those. And then that will, then it's,
hold it.
It's sitting against the shoe at the bottom. Oh, if you ever go down Route 30 to Brattleboro, they've got a bunch of that stuff where after Irene hit, go across 131 to Claremont, New Hampshire. They've done a bunch of it over there. Backside of Killington, Route 4, there's some there. Not quite to the extreme of ours, but that kind of process.
Okay.
And that's where that stands. Thank God.
And what's the time frame on that? Maybe this summer to start? Or?
If we can get it bid out, which we'll get a bid out, yeah, it'll probably get done this summer. At least that's what...
Hopefully.
That's what the... I mean, it should have been done right after Irene. That was when FEMA was writing large checks and all that stuff, but it got tabled and never got pushed forward.
And then we got that box call coming right behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This table has gone.
Eastwell's Road will be in pretty good shape, you think?
not that good.
Anyways, if anybody else has anything, I would entertain it, but I don't know of anything off the top of your head.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah.